American man as savior of the world before them.
What We only bend Wednesday and we testify. There's no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. And his last and greatest prophet is no other than Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. Forgive us for being late. Our line has been knocked off. We barely just got it back on to bring up the show. So we say all praise is due to Allah for us being on this show. And we know that force is working to keep this show off, keep this from moving out, because the truth has been put out on this show. We'll make a really make a new world. So they don't want. So we know we had a truck come through here today and knock out the line. Then we have a storm come through here. So all praise due to Allah, we are on now. So we like to open with a prayer call. El Fatiha means to open. And Allah knows best. Umalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai to mean Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Omidin. Iyaka Nabudiyaka Nastahi. Etin is Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladina Anta Walihim. Ghari Magdubi Alayhim. Walidoli. I mean, we seek protection from the creator of this creation with the name of God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. We say, Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on. And not of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. I mean, we'd like to greet you in the best of the greetings of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad whenever they entered or went into a village or spoke to a crowd of people. They always greeted those people in peace, and that's still the best greeting of all the greetings in the world. And that greeting is like this, Assalamu alaikum. Except that since they didn't speak English, they didn't speak, the English wasn't even in, English was not in place at the time the old major prophets was in the world. English is the last of the, last of the languages. And it is a part of every language that been brought about. So, although we speak any language, Allah said no matter what the people speak, Allah will send you a messenger or send someone to deliver a message in the language that the people can understand it. So no matter what we learn the Arabic, we still got to learn how to connect the Arabic and explain it in the English language since we've been made to be English-speaking people. So all praise is due to Allah. We are here for the Block Talk radio station, trying to clean up the mess that's been given to us, and that affect the whole world, not just America, but the whole world affected by racism. Even in Israel, claim to be the chosen people, claim that everybody in the world have walked on them, and that we find out they own everything. Most of the books they wrote been put in place, they helped put them in place. most of the things, the problem that this world have caused a problem, they have been a hand in that. Now there's some Africans who ran out of their land into the Jewish land. And now these people get to that land and they find out that there's people like Donald Trump to run them out, to not give them a help, and let's put them out in the wilderness without any help, and they want to be called a human being. A human being is one who loves for his human being because God put in his nature to love him. But when a human being gets blinded by the color, by the ethnic group, get blinded by the geographic location, then Satan have worked on that human being. Satan had destroyed that human being. Satan had put that human being, see. So Satan, we had to expose Satan. Who is Satan? Any man or any woman with weak ideas and wrong thinking and lies that comes against the creator of this creation. That's Satan. Satan is a man and a woman that talk weak ideas, wrong thing, and lies. I'm a white man. I'm a black man. I'm a Negro. I'm a nigger. Then Satan has entered your chamber, your mind. Satan has set up shop in your life. And the only way you're going to get out of that situation, you have to turn and ask the one who created this world to help you get out of that situation, and the only thing you can turn to his books. And we say if you don't turn to the final revelation, which is our Quran, you will not be finding your way out of this situation. So the truth had to come. And truth have came to the rejecting spies. And who were most rejecting spies than the African-American people? Everything hurt them, they love it. Everything that hold them down, they love it. So I see somebody raise their hand, and this is our sponsor, brother Muhammad from California, and I'm gonna bring him on. He's got his hand up, and let him say what he has to say. So you got it, brother Muhammad. Muhammad. Assalamualaikum. But I mean, you got it. Well, Brother Muhammad, do you see you busy or you got static? But I mean, from California, yeah, he cut himself off. So all praises be to Allah. We hope that he called back. But we are here tonight to clean up this mess that's been given to the world that hurt us more than anybody. That hurt us more than any people that this world have produced, that God have produced all of us together from one source, and that's from Adam and Eve. But Satan came up with a scheme to divide Adam and Eve up. And divide Adam and Eve up has caused all of the racism and all the problems and all the killing and all the murder. One, people think they're better than it. So we're here to... forgot it all. So we're here tonight to clean up this mess and point to this mess and hope that we get serious enough, get believing enough and realize that we can do this. We can go in business all day long, go in business. But the people that look like us who are not going to come in there because their mind been washed with lies. They have been polluted with lies. They're gonna hardly buy from you because they listen to music.
that sing them on the ground and feel nothing about it. Don't think nothing about it. There's a man like Lil Wayne calling the women B's and H's and all kind of names. And we come from a female, and hey, he called it the Lord delivering the woman. Not just only him, all the others, they're doing it too. And they get paid a lot of money. And our children are listening to that because we said this, we give them a way out by saying, oh, is this a fad? We went through a fad. Our fad we went through is nothing like what they went through. Huh? We wouldn't listen to no music that cussed no woman out, called no woman a dog. That wasn't no, so they not listen, they listen to Satan himself. The language is Satan put together himself to destroy the human being. And that's what it undone. When you look at the African-American all across this country, no matter where he stayed, he is being destroyed. The young people are being destroyed. They don't want to get married. When they do get married, they don't want one child. They don't want one child. I see some women had one child, and every time that child cough, they get sick. Every time the child fall out or get hurt or getting, and they get hurt. Why? Because they ain't got but one child. They ain't got but one child. And they, a lot of times they turn their one child into a male. They turn it into almost close to a close or a homosexual because they be trying to baby that child. They got one. So this is the lifestyle Satan has set up. My mother and father had, my father had now 15 to 20 children.
Golly.
Families were 15 to 20, 10 to 12. People were doing what God said to populate the earth. Satan whispered in the hearts of our Caucasian brothers, and said, well, you know they finna take over. They finna be the majority of people. So we got to come up with abortion clinics. So Satan comes up with the scheme that abortion clinic. Then abortion clinic, not only abortion clinic, but also homosexuality. Two women can't have no baby, two men. So that'll cut down on the race, because that'll cut down on their tree, their family tree. They'll cut that down. They'll put that all the way down. So all these schemes were made against us. You have four children. But they put you on welfare, but you can't have no man. And then when they catch a man in the house, you will lose your welfare. Break up the family. They've been the scheme of that. So our brother, our leader at one time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, did them a favor, told them the truth, told them that they had become some devils. You know, they have become some devils, and we follow them. That means we have become devils, too. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was told by his leader, Master Farad Muhammad, if you kill the devil, you end up killing your own people. And we can see that today. They love lies more than they love truth. And they will stand on the lies. They will stand on the lie that they don't receive. You tell them, then look what the lie they done gave you. You go buy the toys from the department store, wrap them toys, bring them home, and wrap them again, then put them on a pagan tree, and then tell your children that Santa Claus brought them. You gonna tell me they ain't been destroyed? Then stand up on the line. Ain't nothing wrong with telling your child that Santa Claus brought the toy. But what, you don't get no credit for that. You can't see because you're blind and being made deaf and dumb. Didn't the Amalajah Mama said that what they did? Made them blind, deaf and dumb? So we come here tonight to help this situation get better. So we can all live. Caucasian people are our brothers. The Japanese and all the rest of them are our brothers, but they'll never love you long as they image up in the world and you got to be praying to it. They would never love us. Long as you said thank you, Jesus, and holding one of them up as the Lord and Savior for the world. Huh? So this has messed them up and messed us up. So we had to come with the truth, and that will help them as well as us. Hmm? They are brothers, but they ain't gonna support you. They got everything they need. They got the stores and all the planes and jets and everything. So why they want to share that with you when they got you think that you don't deserve that? That you don't need that. All you need is a job. And that's what they brought us here for, a job. They have done a real job on us through the public schools, through these public precincts that we take our children to and trust our children to these people. And when we trust our children to these people, it's like a sheep giving his child over to a lion. He's going to be hit up. He's going to be destroyed. And that's what they done did. They got a story now about how the Native American, the so-called Indian that they called them, they never called themselves that. Well, they had these Indians going to a private school near the reservation, Arizona. And as they went to that school, it was an all-girls school. Run by the Catholic Church. You know what those Catholic preachers and things were doing to those little Indian girls, molesting them from 7 on up. Messed them up, messed their mind up, so they sued them. Huh? They giving them abortion, everything here. The priest supposed to be in there, a holy man, in there having sex with a 15-year-old, 14 or 13-year-old girl. This the Catholic Church, nobody saying nothing. Huh? But we as Muslims, it's hard for us to come together because they done made us not trust each other, because they done ran these renegades, these people they can give a few dollars to come in there to break up any good thing that you're trying to do. Hmm? That's why Allah gave us the Quran, that we should see our light through the Quran. And that will not happen until we come together. So we have to come. We have to unite. You let people tell you that we don't need to unite? We will never have a community that we can say is a solid community, a genuine community, until we own 80-90% of the business in that neighborhood. You will never have no business. You will have no community. You can go live in China, but the Chinese people in certain restaurants, they don't allow you in there because of your dark skin. Hmm? All skin got some kind of color in it. Because God, that's where God made it. All color, all skin, all this skin color come from God. And God, nowhere in scripture God say he made a white man. You can't show me. I'm a white man. Well, go get me two of them. You won't find them, but you still want, Imam told us we got to change the language. You can't be calling people white and calling yourself black and think you equal. Look what they done did to the black cat. God, the black cat is the most hated cat of all the cats in the world, and he didn't give himself that color. But they had to do that to distract your mind and make you hate black. Hmm? That's why they can tell you, that's why you can make a cake and call it, if it's white, you're going to call it an angel food cake and call it the dog cake, chocolate cake. Now you can reverse that and still you will still being a racist. Still is calling a cake that got some darkness in it or some cake that got some little light, a little white in it. It's still nothing but a cake. But you want to give it a classification because that's what they do. Nobody going to love us until we love each other. And that, I'm telling the Caucasian people that. We welcome all people. All people come from Allah. And Allah tells us that none are going to go to paradise until we love for each other what we love for ourselves. None of them are going to go to paradise. So that's what we're working on. We're working on the human being. May the human being continue to come together. So I'm going to bring one of the brothers up, raise his hand, Brother Muhammad. He always, we thank him for coming, all of you.
From Columbus.
For Columbus, Georgia. I'm a Brother Abdul Akbar and Tay Akbar. We are from Decatur, Georgia. Brother Suja, when he's in town, he's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Him and his wife, Karan Muhammad, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So we fight in this cave. And then we also have Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. He is a co-worker here with us. And he's always from Columbus, Georgia. And we finna bring him up. He's in the queue. May Allah bless us all with the good information that we said it be some benefit to all of us. And let us grow and fight this game to say, invite people to come join. So I'm going to turn it over to Brother Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Akbar, Sister Akbar, Brother Sujab, Sister Sujab. And all anybody else who's in the queue, we thank Allah for you and your family for being present, and remember that you are here by Allah's permission and Allah's permission only. So I would like to start off by saying, "Udu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." Again, we thank Allah for being here. And I came in on a very wonderful topic of concern, which we try to bring on this program here. All concerns that bring difficulty on this human family from coming together underneath of the guidance and protection and destiny of their creator, the one God, Allah, the creator of all the worlds we see and we don't see, whether we believe it or not. We have to also express in this message of concern, whether you believe it or not, what we're telling you is the truth. The best of our ability that we are living every day and indirectly and directly, we have lived every life on this earth, even the life of a slave, a dog, a monkey. What else are some of the other names they have been calling us and trying to say we are? Just think about it. Just think about how many lives we have experienced. The descendants of African slaves that was brought to here to America against our will. We have been told we are snakes, dogs, monkeys, gorillas, B-words, all kind of stuff. We have lived every way of life that God has intended for us to learn and understand of what has the human being so divided by the open enemy and the name giver, the name caller, the whisperer. Call him devil, Lucifer, etc. So on this message of concern, we try to deal with all of those false images that he has put in our minds and trying to get us to live and even trying to get us to live and believe that the creator who is responsible for every reality you have ever heard of, will ever see, and will ever experience, accuse him of having a son. And instead the son is white and has his permission to be the most superior human being on this earth. Even trying to get us to live that life and pretend and hope and pray that we are white. Got us bleaching our skin for 50, 60, 70 years now. Changing our hairstyles, our eyebrows, artificial eye coloring, our artificial eye pupils, shaving our nose, doing everything. Trying to emulate this final, this serious scheme of the shaitan, you know, even making us want to try to be women and women trying to be men, dog sex, monkey sex, snake sex. You think of, those of us who have been saved by Almighty God Allah, the only Savior, the only true Savior, he's the only one that has the ability to change his creation into whatever he want to be. We don't have that, and that's another lie he's trying to get us to live. The thing that we all are God. And in our hearts, we have to get this out of our hearts. That is another undercover scheme of the Satan, of the devil. We all think that we, or some degree, are gods. And we it's so deep embedded into our heart that a lot of us really think from our heart that I don't think that way. I don't feel that way. But it's still we argue and do not want to be under anybody's authority, not even Almighty God, Allah himself, unless we have some kind of degree of it. And the proof of that is Allah, the creator of all the world, had to remind us over and over again with his mercy. I don't have no partners. I don't need nothing that you see and don't see, that you think and don't think. I don't need none of it to share in this oneness of my creation or whoever he is or whatever it is. But he has the ability to control, to feed, to cherish, to nurture everything we see and don't see. He said, I don't need no partners. So naturally, you know, the enemy of us is going to try to make us strive knowingly or unknowingly and try to compete with our top fear, with our opinion, with our idea, think it's right and wrong, regardless of how hard we try, regardless of how much we have been told by the mercy of the Creator over and over and over again. He said, I have created you, which has been translated in the English language, a human being. But we know he told us he created us Khalifa, not only of this earth, but he has implied that he is developing us to be in control, things in creation, by knowing his nature, excessive. Now, what that might going to be, Allah is the best knower, but we know one thing, that's what we're striving for. We're trying to find out why we are the best. And we have been learning all this time that we have been on this earth, how we have the ability, the insight, the permission by Almighty God Allah to understand any nature that we are confronted with for betterment, or to teach us how to defend it and have a working relationship with it and keep it within its orbit so that it will not be a threat to our creation. And we are supposed not to be a threat to it. That is the scheme of the shaitan, also to teach us to be against nature, to show how rebellious, how much we think we God, like the mistake that he made by thinking he had the authority to tell God what he ain't going to do and what he is going to do because of his creation, failing to realize who his creator was in the sense that he should have, just like we, same understanding too. We got a creator. Those of you who are living all these false ways of life that we know about have history to prove that we have already experienced it, and we know you living a lie. And we also know that the person or the thing or the creature that's got you living that lie is trying to use you to just wear us down because we are human, we have certain limitations, you know, of sleeping, eating, things that we need from this world and this reality that we live on. It's teaching you to use those things to make us submit to that lie you done bought into. And now you don't know how to get out of that lie without losing. So you think, anyway, the most precious thing that you want, and that is your life, and to live it as long as you possibly can. To the point where you have become blind to see that we have changed from so many lives by submitting to Almighty God Allah, the Creator, the one who created everything, can take you away and create you and set you free from everything so that you can enjoy what you was created to be. A human being. Responsible. Thing on this earth, the atmosphere above it, and even some of the planets beyond that, if we are blessed, the need to have to do that within our period here of being tested to see if we qualified to go to that grade of understanding. Even though we've been studying it and everything, but we also have been warned to stay away from the knowledge that takes you away from your base as a human being. And that is another scheme that the Shaitan used, because he knows that. He see what happened to his, what his intelligence done to him. And got to go and be recycled and be purified when this respite is over with, or whatever law Almighty God Allah has created for him to experience when the day of judgment comes. But we do know he's going to hell. We do know he's going to the same thing that he claimed that he is and he has been control over, and that's fire. And he said that is to break things down. Break them down to the smallest whatever that is of his creative material. And then Allah, if he so wish, puts it back together the way he created it in the first place to show that he wasn't give life to those dry bones. He can give you and take you from one thing to another thing, as we see how life grows from a worm to a butterfly. You know, those changes he made when you qualified yourself to get those type of developments by first changing yourself from being attracted to the schemes of the Shaitan, to the schemes of your own soul, to the schemes of any other knowledge that comes to you from Almighty God Allah to test you to see if you will deviate, you will just say laugh. You will say no. Allah is God, and my life and my death is all to please my Creator. That is the message of concern on all levels that we have been blessed to walk out of, like Ibrahim did, and able to turn around and be a witness all the way up to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam right now. We are in a position to be the model example of the word of Almighty God Allah as the messengers and prophets of God before us in our basis, our human application, our human obedience, without any help from Allah, because he said he has given us all we need in the miracle of the Quran and in the miracle of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the miracle of those who submit and strive to be a part of that uswa, that pattern, that idea, that rationale, that logic that fits into the universal order of the nature of things that we see and don't see, by following our human potential of the fully developed human creation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each and every one of us will be a model example of that. But we have also has not yet come to that level of faith in our belief to ignore the calling of our enemy in the nature of everything. That is our reality. Because he's not in our reality. Other than a whisper, a thought, a suggestion that he's had an opportunity to, by God's permission, to do from day one of this test by showing that he can make Adam deviate for a minute until he asked for forgiveness and got back to the straight way. We're in that time now where the straight way is so clear that we should be mindful that the day of judgment ain't as far away as we used to hear our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and our great-great-grandparents who came over to slave pray that when that day come, we will be ready. And in a state of sudden, so that we won't see this terrible day of reckoning, that we will be blessed to not even hear, feel the tremble of the earth, of all things, like those who left Sodom and Gomorrah. All we had to do is know, raise up and turn and look back at what we've already been told is going to happen. It will be a day that will turn a black hair, white, and other things we know that Allah tells us in the life example, Prophet Muhammad saying, and in the Quran, how grateful this day is going to be. And we don't even have fear of that, as if though we don't believe. Listening to just a mustard seed, a whisper from the shaitan is enough to mess a man or a woman's life up forever. Seed. So small is a sperm cell. When it is ejaculated in an unnatural relationship outside of what we call marriage, you've already started a problem for that human being when it mates with the egg and come into existence. And Allah has been so merciful. He has left that trust to the two people who got it, people who family members of them, even though it was a mistake, again, be able to try to give that seed the opportunity to stay on the straight way by delivering them the message that the world has been hearing for the last 1,443 years and a few days. No one is without doubt except those who disbelieve. When we understand that, we'll be on the road to seeing our children. When I say our children, I'm talking about the Muslims who are the descendants of African slaves here in America, will begin to see a real, real life for our children to be safe, freedom, justice, and equality. When we, the believers, come together and establish the halal world right here on this earth. And then those who have not yet been by Allah, not yet been chosen, will see whatever they see and will we modeling to where they will do like Adam. They will bow down and ask for forgiveness. And then inshallah, if it be Allah's will, he will bless him like he has blessed us. Do we really know how important we are to the world of the human being? Do we really know? Or are we still guessing, wondering, having doubt, not sure, thinking something in creation has something else to do with it? No, it's all on us, people who are under the influence of the life of Imam Warf D. Muhammad in America. Because no, in our last 100 years, going on 100 years in 2033, there has no other human being on this earth. Think about it. This is fact. This ain't no talk. There is no other human being on this earth who has influence on the human family to come together than that of Imam Warfdi Muhammad. In the last 100 years, somebody pointed out, is it King so-and-so? Is it the Pope? Is it the rabbi? Who is it? Let's be honest with ourselves, because through honesty is freedom. To think with a rational, logical, no doubt about it, conclusion. Can't nobody point to no other man, so we should have no doubt about it, the life of Imam Warfdi Muhammad. What we need to have doubt about is why we're not obeying him and following his leadership, which has brought him into existence from a seed all the way up to be the most foremost man in 100 years, past his father's position, who was in the top 100 men, influential men on this earth. Now his son, not by because of inheritance, not because of death, but because Allah has intended for his belief to be that clear that he did not even be deterred by his love for his father and mother to want to not hear and obey what Allah says. Not to hear and disobey what Prophet Muhammad was sent here to do. By Allah's mercy, Allah guided him through all of that influence. Because like we said before, just a seed of the whisper of Shaitan is enough to destroy a whole world of people if it was not for the mercy of Almighty God and Allah. For the believer. One believer, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one believer, that there was a better way for the people, not only his immediate area, who were burying their children, burying their daughters, but the whole world. And Allah blessed him to be the human being to change and bring into the new world that everybody been trying to establish going on almost 1,500 years. All kind of people have been trying to change the world. But because they have not done it sincerely, Satan was always three or four, five schemes ahead of us. He's a couple schemes ahead of us now. He's got us doubting what we believe. He's been having even the Muslims deviate and establish another concept of life, of world, the names of it, everything, then that is what Allah has called it in the Quran. What Allah has told his messenger, the human example, to tell us in every language with clarity what your creation is all about. Yes. Like Imam Muhammad said, we're on the life battlefield. And we have won all of these victories. We have overcome racism. We have overcome greed, immoral practices, other whispers of the Shaitan that attacks the intellect. We are now in the mind game. Are we going to be victorious? Or are we going to play mind games with the devil who has permission to beat us at any mind game we want to play with him? When we really thought we just ignoring him. And keep our mind on the mind of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like our leadership does. Imam Muhammad never, ever, 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 ever deviated from his focus on the Quran and the mind that Allah gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to exemplify to the whole world, and has told us to establish the type of mindset, material life, emotional life, spiritual life, and control it so that it does not harm anyone who believes in Allah, the one God, and in the last days. Matter of fact, we're obligated to protect them if they seek the refuge of the mind that Allah left here for all people. The mind of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in modern times, and in the last 100 years, the mind of his Mujaddid, his reviver, whatever language you might speak, the one who can bring about the new world, etc., etc. If we want, we are not ever, like Allah said, without his guidance. And we, the Muslims, those of us who call us mu'min Muslims, the believing Muslims, we testify that he had never left the world without guidance from the time you were a seed. He guided you to the egg in the womb of fertility and made you with your development of a new creation in the womb of something that was already created, etc. We are blessed to try to bring this message, the message concerned to you, because we love hearing it over and over and over again on whatever message of concern it is delivered on. Because we want everything on this planet, as our leader said, through our example of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, we will set everything free to enjoy its nature that Allah has given it, to the point where we are even permitted sometimes to intervene when nature does what it's supposed to do to help it stay in balance. Because we are the balancer of this creation that everyone's looking at right now. So may Allah please be up on everyone, and we pray that you got something out of what Allah is telling us. I have a phone call I need to check on that's very important. I'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum. 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 Bring me the other phone. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
You are now in the house.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Unmuted.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, we back on. Okay, tell him call in. Tell him call in. We back on. Brother Muhammad?
Okay.
We back on. See what happens. So we back on.
I know something to do with them phones too.
Who?
Her
Suja,
because she let her own self in
the other
day. Let her own self in on the mic.
Mm-hmm. He gonna bring Brother Muhammad back. I got him cutting
the mic
on. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes,
assalamu
alaikum.
Oh, you back? You back? I got some names.
Oh yes, sir. Long way, bro. Yes,
long
sir.
Way, bro. Yeah, we got back. Something wrong with the show. I don't know. Well, everybody went on.
All the
people gone. Okay, you got
yes,
it,
sir.
Brother Muhammad.
Okay, again, it's been a lot of Mandarahim. We don't know where the interruption came in at, so inshallah, I'll try to, I don't know how much we were into yet, but I will start with the topic again, and that is the understanding of what I came in on. It was trust. Brother Akbar was talking about trust. So we have to understand also that the broadness of that is that we are taught by Almighty God, Allah, the creator of all the worlds, that the trust belongs to him. And everything that he's given the human being is just a trust. Even those who love dogs, they have to trust that animal will stay under their command. Found out that they don't have that type of power. Because when it comes down to hunger or something that is personal to that animal in its nature, it will rebel against you. So it even like what you were saying, how serious this trust thing is. See, we can't trust our children because they just trust to us. And they have to learn to trust Allah in order to receive that type of trust for their children. The only thing that we can do is share with them what gives us the trust in Allah, that's prayer. Pray Allah through them that they will honor that mentality, that emotion, that spirit, that obedience to Almighty God Allah to where they would develop the same type of trust in those who bow down as they do. Otherwise, their trust is in Allah and Allah alone. And they will do like Ibrahim and all the messengers of God before Prophet Muhammad said Islam. If anything, an oppressor, Pharaoh, a gang, imposes upon that trust that only Allah deserves, then we are fighting. We will fight it. If we want Allah to honor his trust by protecting those believers in areas that are, might be bringing short what he's intended for them to do. Because nothing's going to stop Allah's will. And those are the miracles that we have seen over the history of time. When Allah intervened and helped the human being who trusted him and him alone. To prove to Shaitan and those who are under his influence, you cannot break the trust that the human family has with the creator of trust. Of everything we see and we don't see. So when we raise our children, develop our children, Remember, we have shared with them a trust that has promised them that they will be protected from all these things that we have a message of concern about and are trying to deliver every day in this message on this program. Racism, immorality, moral character, manners. We're trying to help them develop this trust that only Allah can give it to them so that they can be satisfied with what is halal and not be attracted by the whisper and the deviation of other human beings who have lost their trust. And then they wonder why they have lost their trust in their fellow human beings, lost their trust in buying a car, getting a home with no defect. Man has seen that everything that he has built without the trust of Allah, of the nature of it and how to do it together, has fallen short. Again, Allah is telling us in this meaning of trust. Why would you trust, if we say in worry, why would we trust someone who, if they had their way, they would still have you in slavery today and still trying to enslave us and other people on this planet through their allies and other people who are under the distrust of Allah for the trust of Satan, even though it has failed them over and over again. We have to understand that everything in this creation is trusted who Allah has told the whole of creation, my best creation, and all y'all give obeisance to him, what we call in English translation the human being. Allah said we are Khalifa. We earn from trusting him the trust that creation will serve us as long as we don't break that trust. So we want to know why those who are under the scheme of Shaitan, regardless of what kind of scheme it might be, are suffering so bad is because of their degree of not trusting and turning to Almighty God Allah for help the way that their first father did, Adam did. Adam slipped, not fair now, slipped, and got himself together to where he immediately, since he know that he's going to fall all the way, he's just slipping aside right now, but he said he got enough control that the first time he got his feet firmly on the ground for a hot minute, he bowed down in sujda and asked for forgiveness. And asked Allah that when he stand back up, that he will stay focused. Nothing but Allah and will, share with those distrust of remembering where trust comes from in their deeds and actions. Then Allah said you can put and work together with those who believe as you believe. So it's very clear, very especially those of you who are outside of the queue who are not of the Islamic faith. And I don't know if I said it before, but it's very important if we go over it again, that there's nothing that the Muslim, and though young as we are, the Muslims here in America, the African descendants of the same that came over here, we have learned every life there is. We have been made and called a dog, a snake, a monkey, kind of bad nature or perverted nature there is. We have been been observant or been directly affected by it, or in some cases even forced to adapt to it. Because a lot of these things that we subliminally seem like we all automatically know about is what they've done to our forefathers. Made them engage in homosexuality. Made them engage in this, engage in that, murder, lying, cheating, even though we all were slaves. Until the help of Allah came and guided us back to our human character. Ain't nothing changed. Except that we here in America And remember this. There is no human being in the last 100 years, since 1933, can bear witness that there's been another human being on this earth within this 100 years who has influenced it more than Imam Wafdi Muhammad. There is none. So don't be ashamed. Don't be skeptical about when we put Imam Wafdi's name out there. But remember, when you put his name out there, he has also told us to tell everybody he is not the leader of what he is doing. He is the expression and the creation of the Creator to guide us to his leader, the best developed human being that we will ever see in the reality of our reality, and that is the life example of Prophet Muhammad. And he says, follow that with sincerity, and if Allah so wills, you will have the best life in this reality on earth, being a servant of Allah, to be a model example of his ability to create and bring into existence what we can see and don't see. Have no eye here but ear about. But if we don't do that, we will be sniffing inside, peeping and hiding, because we are letting Satan penetrate our trust in Allah and make us, like Allah said, they talk so lowly of who I am. They relate to the whisper of Shaitan on how I am. And they fall way short of knowing my greatness the way I have given it to each and every one of them personally ever since they have been brought into this world. Allah has even warned us that a seed as small as a mustard seed of wrong can do harm to anyone who has that seed in them and they don't seek Allah's help to develop it in the way of its nature. I don't know if I said it or not again, but I have to use this example. The seed, the sperm seed, has been guided from the time of Allah's inception to the time of our human awareness of what a sperm is and its destiny. As a seed, to get to the seed of the womb of its development that we call an egg inside of the womb of another creature that was here before it. And it's a trust there. It's trust that it will make it there. The one that is focused, stays on the mustatine and strives hard with all his might, and if it is Allah's will, he will be the victor. Sometimes it's two of them get there. Sometimes it's three. But Allah accommodates their sacrifice, their willingness to please Allah and receive the reward of life in the womb of its destiny at that time. And so we are never without the guidance of the word of Allah if we want it. So that seed is very important and is also, by Allah's mercy, is trusted by the human beings who are responsible to keep that seed on the straight way when it grows to perfection and enter into this reality of what we call life. So we have to stay straight. Keep our trust in Allah. Keep our focus on Allah and his human example and duplicate it. If we want to see our children safe, free justice, because we will defend this when we establish this community of Al-Islam on this. Because remember, we're talking about doing it here in America, but when we establish what Allah says in the Quran, Al-Islam, this will be the first place on this earth with the intentions of the people so firmly rooted in them that inshallah, if it's Allah's will, we will bring this reality on this earth after 1,443 years. Because nobody, including those who say they believe, those who have taken an oath of saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, has deviated because of their lack of trust by trying to trust their own self as though they God. And be running around trying to propagate and investigate, oppress, or do whatever they can to make someone trust them. When we know that the only human being that's ever been created that we can trust wholeheartedly, because remember Allah said wholeheartedly come to Al-Islam, wholeheartedly, and guess who he put Al-Islam in? The creation of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's made it so clear for us to understand that there's no other human being that's been created in the reality that we is better than to follow and exemplify except the life of Prophet Muhammad. Now, Allah has sent others to show us how to strive from slipping and sliding, even falling down. How to escape from oppression of the whispers of the shaitan and those enemies that he produced with his lying. And how to avoid that and get back on the straight way of our second father, Ibrahim. And we take an oath that we will, our life and our death are all for exemplifying to our children. That's how Ibrahim and Adam and all of them are in existence today by Allah's permission. Their children told the world about their father, the prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Their father, the messenger. Their mother, the believer. The sister, the believer, etc. That's how we know today that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. And those of you who are outside of you who are not Muslims, you have not been left out. Because like I said, from the time that Allah said be and you became a sperm and you became a joined together seed of one soul to join the world of one soul until you begin to deviate and be torn away from the community life of the human soul. And become part of the soul. Some of us think we dogs. We are taking on a mateness with dogs, with wolves, with gorillas, with fish. Because we have been misguided by Satan into thinking that we will be more powerful than being human. You know, now the one is to mate with robots. They have the audacity. They encourage the human being to accept just only having your brains and the rest of your creation be artificial material and become a cyborg with an artificial heart at that. We have to share and make it mindful to everyone that there is no better creation than that of the male sperm and the female ovaries, by Allah's permission, will produce a whole human being who won't deviate from its nature and is responsible for helping everything, the air, the animals, the fish, to stay within their nature as we continue to do our job as Khalifa, the servant of Allah. So we pray that you understand that this message of concern is upon every human being, even if you ain't no Muslim. We know that even criminals, murderers, even try to tell their children and everybody else what they call it in their world, confession. They try to confess and try to tell people, I know I was wrong. Please don't do what I did. And they also say, as they receive their reward on this world, God have mercy on me. Forgive me for what I've done. Those of them who still believe, if they just have a mustard seed of belief, they will not lose their faith in knowing that Allah will forgive them as long as they don't think that they are God and they have a right or think they have equal share in doing what he don't need no help with. He said he don't need one. In closing, in the language of the Quran, we have to be mindful of the scheme of the shaitan to make us get subliminally. Because how anybody try to explain it to, common sense will tell you, we means two. Us means two or more. And so the translation of the Quran, while our leader, the reviver of language that we use, said that we should, those who are sincere and faithful, you should do another translation of the English language of the Quran that's used here in America. Because this duality, split personality, this sharing of the execution of Allah's will has been breached. And we pray Allah that by them being human and their intentions is good, but their application, they're implying all the way through the Quran, the English translation, we did this, we punished them this, we gave them this. And then every time when the mind is beginning to question that translation, they'll say Allah. Or they will say Allah did this. And then they go right back and say, we punished them for this. We did this to them. When we wanted this for them. As if though Allah needs an interpreter of what he's saying when he can speak directly to each and every one of us creation. He don't need no help to communicate with us. We need his help to help us communicate with each other. Not help us, but we have to be mindful of that. Because if you hear over and over again in your subliminal, psychological psyche, someone keeps saying, we, you can't tell me that you don't get the image. Two minds or two entities or two invisible entities that seem that the translator is sharing a relationship with Allah to where he's his helper in executing. Only what Allah do. You know? And he does it more in the Quran. When you read the English translation, you will read more we's and us than you hear Allah, the singular creator. And this psyche to someone who's already been bombarded for thousands of years with a split personality that they have not even identified yet, because a lot of people still don't really believe that Allah is God, and they don't really believe in the devil. And the devil is very mindful of that, and is tied to be, like Allah said, subtle in bringing his influence and his appearance in your life. But Allah is the best of planet. That's why he has all the time, angels telling us what is right, guiding us to what is right, even in our sleep, protecting us while we are asleep, etc. That's why the battle is like what Imam Muhammad said. It's in the mind now. It's in the psyche of the human being, and you have to decide And you want only the way that Allah said he has favored us with. And that is the mind of hear and obey what your Creator tells you, which he makes clear 24/7. And that's what we are trying to do on this best of concern. That's what we are doing on this best of concern. And that's what we're going to do. Because we want to hear it too. So we know Shaitan is on his job 24/7. And we on ours 24/7. Inviting you to free yourself from what we are, a model, a living model. That means every day you can see us trying to improve on our reality that there's number one God who has made it clear that regardless of wherever you go out on this earth, regardless of what language you speak, he's made it so clear now that everybody knows that Allah is the one God, whether they believe it or not. Allah has been at his position, like they say in English, on his throne. Everybody knows him. Wali, my son. May Allah's peace and blessings. God, you thank you for listening. Inshallah. Back to you, Akbar.
Thank you. Hi, Assalamualaikum. Good talk. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Let me see if anybody else got anything they want to say in the queue. All you got to do is match one and come on and I'll cut your mic on. You can start talking and saying what you want to say. We haven't got to 15 more minutes left. So anybody want to say anything, go right ahead, match one, and come into the queue. I see there's no one wants to say anything. I guess they want you to just continue to talk. You got it.
No, they want us.
Yeah,
they want us.
Yes.
I was enjoying what you were saying when I came on. Give me some more of that.
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying what you're saying. I want to turn it back over to you. Let you talk to them all. Thank you.
Inshallah.
You got it.
All right. This be love, Hikman Rahim. Yes, sir, again. So we want to make sure that until we walk through this veil, that Allah said he puts between the believers and the disbelievers, until those of us took the shahada, and those of us who are trying to take these veils off of their eyes on whatever degree of, and how many veils they got on their eyes, when you walk through that veil and come into the clear.
Brother Muhammad, too loud. Hey, to
yes,
stop
sir.
You. Raise your hand.
No
let's
problem.
See who you, somebody got to say. Yes, sir. Brother, Brother Muhammad, Brother Muhammad, Brother Muhammad from New York.
Oh, yeah.
Sharif.
Make him.
Sharif.
I'm trying to make him. Sharif. You got it, my good brother. I know you got something to say. So go ahead. Brother Sharif. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, wa alaikum assalam. Okay,
sir,
I was on mute.
Yes, sir. You got it. We want to hear what you got to say. You got it.
Yeah, you know, I think what we lose our people, matter of fact, I've been saying this for a while, and matter of fact, I saw in this new issue of the Muslim Journal, there's a young group of Philadelphia SGS Muhammad New Sister Shahada class.
Yes,
sir. It finally came around. Well, these are younger people concerning my age, you know, and they are on the Shahada class. She got to extend that and say, you know, both parts. That's where, as a matter of fact, I saw a personal leadership a couple of weeks ago giving someone the declaration. And they're saying, I knew they shouldn't have known better because they're in a leadership position, giving the person the declaration. And I bear witness there's no God but Allah.
Yes, sir.
And then that's stop. That's the problem. It's two parts. La ilaha illallah Muhammad done Rasulullah. Because the people walk away with them saying, La ilaha, Muhammad done Rasulullah. There are no God but Allah. And that's all they heard. And they'll leave there with Jesus is the Son of God and all that sealed in their mind. Because they only got part of the declaration. Got to get a Shahada chain. There's no God but Allah and Muhammad. If you don't say that, and that's why eventually those people are going to walk away because all they're going to hear was there's no God but Allah. And they're not going to hear Muhammad. And they're going to kill God to Jesus in their mind.
Yeah.
So
right.
Have both parts. The Shahada chain.
That's the kind of thing I give. That Jesus is not God.
Not God.
What these ma'am say?
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, and our salvation is, you know, we are the children of Adam, right?
That's right.
Satan tricked Adam.
Yeah.
And Satan does that. Since Adam, he's been tricking people like that all through the Quran. I think it's Surah 26, I believe. So all the people that were tricked, and because they didn't repent. They ask forgiveness. No, Allah says he'll forgive you over and over and over. But don't put up a God, anything worshipers besides Allah. So we keep on through the generation since Adam. Satan is getting, like I got your family, your parents out of God, and I'll get you out of God in the same way. And Satan is getting us out of God in the same way because we have a repentance. And that's what Adam did. Remember when Allah gave Adam the word, and he heard the word, and he repented. And now the whole world knows about Adam because Adam repented. And none of us is going to get out of this vice, this fire, or hell that we're going to until we repent. We got forgiveness, and Allah will forgive you over and over and over. But if you don't repent, you're going into the hell fire. No matter what you say or what you do, you got to repent. You know what repenting means? Recognize what you did is wrong, doing it wrong, and stop doing it. Don't say, I'll start one next time, I got to rob one more bank. I got to tell one more lie. I got to fornicate one more time. I got to do this. I got to gamble one more time. I got to shoot dice one more. Got to do all that stuff one more time. When you recognize that you did wrong, you got to stop then and don't do it anymore. That's the only way. Got to repent and don't repeat it anymore. Yeah, that's my few words for this evening. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome. You are welcome. You are so welcome. Thank you for calling in and spending time with us. We really appreciate you, and we thank you for your input. Anybody else got anything to say in these last minutes? Anybody else, brother, sister, anybody else got anything to say? What happened in their neighborhood? What happened in their community? The way they feel? Anybody got anything they want to say? No one. Okay.
Yep. Well, if I can.
Go ahead.
Just want to build upon the wonderful observation the Lord bless Brother Sharif bring to the cube. And it reminds us also how there is a scheme amongst the hypocrite of al-Islam. And they have been fighting since they overthrew Mecca how to give out the message of the Quran in the life of Prophet Muhammad and guide you right on off to something else because you don't have taqwa. You're not regardful of your Shahada chain, and you go off like the brother said, just believing in Allah, and everybody believes in Allah. Everybody believes in a God. We know that. But what ties you to the reality of it is the example he's given of a human being who he has anointed or he has put in a position where no one can deny his help from his creator, the creator of everything. And so that means that whenever we talk about God and God alone and not refer to the example that we have just in case we don't understand revelation, you know, from, and you put other tafsirs, other sayings of men who have with good intentions try to use revelation to express and do what Satan done. Remember, Satan knew revelation. But look what he done with his free will. Chose to go against it and thought he had the ability, and he's still doing it every day with us. We call them schemes, the influence of the whisper. But all he is saying, I can make you do what I did to prove why I don't have to bow down to you. And I'm better than you because I was here first, and my job is to break down anything that's not perfect that he feel like it ain't perfect. He thought he had that much power. So we had to remember that in these days and times, 2022, we had to give all praises to Allah and obey his messenger, because if we don't, we disobey Allah. He's made that clear in the basic understanding of Al-Islam. Obeying his prophet, his messenger, it's like obeying him. And if you disobey him, you are disobeying his messenger. And you are going to error. You're going to deviate. So as we strive very hard to try to do our best, it's always like you do like all the prophets and messengers of God give. We try to say what Allah say and what the prophets and messengers of God say. And the reviver, since he has made it clear to us, that he does send another human being every 100 years, according to his time, to bring us and invite us back to the way of our natural inclination, if you believe. So when you run off with just being devious and say, yeah, I bear witness that there's God, and going off and then try to ignore and go out and do battle against those who won't follow the leadership, like in our case, Imam Muhammad says, my leader is Prophet Muhammad. When are we going to let it get through our ears that our destiny is to the two things that Allah left for? He didn't leave three, because you can see we talk hard against the Trinity. So we know Allah didn't leave three. He only left two. He didn't leave one. He didn't leave on his own self. He tied his creation of Prophet Muhammad so that there'd be no doubt that he can do for us what he done for all the believing human beings on this earth, male and female, children, etc., old people, if they believe. And we pray a lot that we accept that favor. Remember, he called it in the English translation a favor to all of humanity and a mercy. Amen. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you. May Allah continue to bless us all. Yes, right. And Allah says he created all of us for one reason, that to serve Allah. And he had the prophet that said, I'm a model human being just like you. But just like he's a model human being just like us, we should follow his example. And Allah is often given and most merciful for those who may not understand or never understand of Prophet Muhammad. Allah says he's often given them a mercy. And Allah says whether you be a Muslim, Jew, or Christian, your reward is with God. And then he said the best one of us is one who obeys God. So Allah knows who that is. So we pray we all come into the mind, frame of mind, that every human being has a right. He has a right to serve God. He has a right to follow the truth. He has the right to listen and try to understand the truth. And Allah knows who best is doing that. But so we say all praise is due to Allah. We hope Allah protect and bless the whole world of humanity.
we all come together and be the best children of Adam, the best creation that God brought us through Adam, the first creation, first human being. So we pray for that day to come, and that day is on the horizon. We know goodness is on the rise. So we gonna get Brother Muhammad, will you close out for us? Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, will you close out for us? Please, sir.
Well, yes, if you don't mind, I'd like to get everybody involved. I would appreciate it, Brother Sharif, close out tonight, if you don't mind.
Brother Sharif, you'd like to close out? Please do.
Oh, yes, I'll close out with a dua.
Yes.
Oh, Allah, give us good in this life and good in the destiny and protect our hearts from deviating after guidance has come. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.